And as the establishment imposes its representation on us, all it's left is to re-represent it from a human perspective. And the more worldly is our outcome, the more it will be subjected to destruction. And it wasn't really the life before we come to miss, but in between a transition. And having focused much on one side, we'll inevitably come to see the mirroring with the opposite side. And the only door society has opened to welcome our talent is the one it has devised to sterilize it. And only at the bottom of our misery we can fully regrow. And our only hope is that the more we suffer, the stronger we get to endure such suffering. And we close up after we could have opened up the entire world with a genius that was categorically refused. And the application of any theory in the societal context cannot but turn most banal and diminishing for every individual. And once we can no longer afford to get electrified, only the grey and cold and hard social armoring will be left. And we can absolutely not allow anyone to grow bad seeds where we already planted good ones. And prior solving the misery of the many, we ought to eradicate the luxury of the few. And the more one is to respect his or her nature, the more he or she deserves our respect. And what is good is our spiritual certainty projected onto the worldly uncertainty and not vice versa. And we can only enlight in an intimate relation between one and another and not one and many or vice versa. And the more functioning is an organization, the more mediocrity is imposed on its members. And what is most unnatural is social mediocrity distributed over time and space. And we shouldn't waste time building any credentials, as time itself is all we need to build our spiritual realm. And the main difference is whether we want to spend a free life in a wild and spontaneous nature or a captivated life in a domesticated one. And the issues with the establishment are never actual issues, but they become so with our obsession we have for them. And an aristocratic approach towards our own domain is the only one to allow us to establish our own nature. And the conformist can be recognized by his need to be played a tradition like a lullaby. Paradoxically, we can make most meaning for society when we become meaningless for society. And the social network has become the new capital we so much struggle to maintain and so much agitate to expand. And renunciation is not only a purification of the soul, but also a way to set resistance for an imperialistic emergence. It is our rituals with nature that come to characterize our universal existence. And we have to get rid of the fact that any superhuman attempt to create an alternative establishment will be anyway ridiculed by the current establishment. And truth can never be spoken by those whose objective is the stability of the establishment they belong to. And we ought to dedicate half of our time to practice virtue and half to recollect it, as too much one another can turn us vicious. And to rejoice, we have to keep on repeating ourselves that we shall be grateful and that our circumstances could be far worse. And the less intelligent the human agent have to become in order to fit the standard profile of an ever more intelligent technology. And the liberated human will always find something else to oppress himself. And nothing can really withstand time but something made over time. And there is the traditional psychosis of those who have experienced trauma, and the more contemporary psychosis of those who never been able to experience any. And we are here to regenerate and take care of our regeneration, and after that there is absolutely no meaning for us to exist. And what we would condemn as poor is exactly what we would prize as rich. And we shall resist and at last fight any form of imperialism of any content, even the most philanthropic. And our audacity can only be measured even if we can keep our dignity when in rags. And to judge whether a work of art is powerful, we ought to judge whether it has been oppressed by the most powerful. And what is a democracy where there is a freedom of speech, but we can only get an audience if we say the right things? And to dominate are not the strongest, but the ugliest, who will one day be beautifully defeated. And the more we physically expand, the deeper is the wound we will have to heal in our soul. And by removing any signs, wilderness, even nature become anonymous along with us. And the person who never left is the conservative, and the person who left is the liberal, and the person who is returning is the reformer. And the biggest social enemy is a practice of awareness, as it shows the humans how to take the natural course. And by providing everyone with a technology, every personal wheel got congested into a major frustration. And we either try to listen to the ever-expanding logics of the universe, or we stick to the narrow social logics. And at the most, a revolution will manage to shuffle the power balances. and the very natural sites where one could give all his love are frozen by those who wants to have them and not to leave them. And in principle our aspirations are all good, yet we come to deteriorate in our impossibility to fulfill them. And unwilling to see the naked truth, we surround us with progress to mask our regression. And the more our willing is executed by technology, the more it gets annihilated. And we shouldn't point our fingers to evil, but to all hidden vices at its source. And the physical would be very fine only following the subtle yet continuous flow of the spiritual, and not vice versa. And we have to understand that something reputed very meaningful within a certain establishment is very not meaningful for any single humans. And the creature that causes the least troubles when troubled will cause great troubles. And while decorations are added luxuries, our instinct to survive is deeply engraved on us. And perhaps the greatest effort is that of recreating time using the very simulator that erases it. And only in our youth we can set the premise to diverge from the mainstream, as later we are getting too used to be kicked back in. Courageously we leave the established field, painfully realizing that our disciples are fully embracing them.